Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are many dignitaries here and celebrities, and of course, none bigger in the Pittsburgh sports scene, no bigger name than Dick Groat. Hi, Dick.
I'm very happy to be here, always supporting this. This is a great affair, and Bill Hillgrove does a magnificent job in raising money for young people.
And you've been doing this with him. I mean, you've come out and supported this, I'm assuming, for a long time.
I don't think I've missed one yet, but yeah. I enjoy it. I see a lot of people that I've seen every year at this thing, and they've done a magnificent job raising a lot of money and taking care of a lot of young people.
Yeah, I think that's what makes this a pretty neat event is not everybody can afford a Christmas, and you know this really helps families that can't afford it, you know, and that's what I think it makes it a great cause.
And gives you a nice feeling to know you're doing your part to help these young people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit before the thing about Jeff Capel and the Pitt program that you obviously are one of the broadcasters for. One of the things that everybody that I've talked to says, besides the excitement that he sort of brought back to Pitt basketball, is the difference you see in this team on the defensive end. And you are a big guy, a big defensive guy.
Oh, I constantly talk about how aggressive and how active these kids have been. For example, the game we just finished with, the Panthers were just completely dominant. The game was out of hand in 10 minutes. And yet these young people continue to battle and work. Coach Capel has done a magnificent job of teaching defense. Make it fun to play defense. Make it a challenge. He does all these things. And with his background, it won't take him long to turn this entire program around. He's just a solid basketball person.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think the one thing that, you know, it's only been, what, 10 games, 9, 10 games or whatever. But I think if what I've seen these first 10 games, and even looking at the players that he's brought in, the freshmen, if I were a betting man, I would say he's going to get this thing turned around pretty quickly.
Well, I agree with you. First of all, to show you how much he knows about the game, you aren't going to win without guards. So his first three recruits were all guards, and they have proven that they can play at this level and play extremely well. They're the leading scorers on the team. They're making things happen, even though you need the big man, but you have no chance to win in basketball without guards. And now he has brought in guards to start out the program. Don't worry, he will build it up. He's just that good a recruiter.
Those three kids are really fun to watch. And what I think what I like about them is, and I like about him, you can tell, is that he lets them sort of have a little bit of fun on the offensive side. We see the dunks and we see them going down, you know, as long as they play hard on the defensive end.
That's a job that a coach has a tough time selling. The defense can be fun. Make it out to be a challenge. Every person has to do their job on the defensive end. And this team, in the first 8-10 games, they have proven that they all know how to play defense and they work at it.
No, absolutely. I mean, you obviously calling all those years of the Jamie Dixon and Ben Howland era, you got to see some teams that could really defend. I remember some of Ben's teams and some of Jamie's early teams. Teams could literally not score against them for 8, 9, 10-minute stretches.
And they were, you got to play defense, and you have to make it a challenge and make it fun for kids. And he's done that thus far. And don't worry, it'll only be a matter of time before he recruits some big people, and this team will really be competitive.
You know, it's funny, a lot of younger people, Dick, associate you with Pitt and basketball. And there are a number that I've talked to, I'm like, well, he's one of the greatest Pirates ever. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, that you've spent so much time with basketball and with Pitt that people sometimes actually, especially younger people, sometimes actually don't even know, or they forget that, hey, he was actually a baseball player.
I was a baseball player, but basketball has always been my first love. And I enjoyed my years. People don't realize I did play in the NBA and wanted to make a career out of it, but Mr. Rickey had different ideas. He told me if I went back to the NBA for my second year, I would lose my bonus money. That was a pretty good reason not to play basketball.
Well, was your bonus like, you know, $42 million or $50 million like we hear these days?
No, but it was a little bit of money, more than I'd ever made in my life before.
Right. Well, I always love the story you tell me about. Is it the 60 Pirates where you were, you know, you had someone that won the MVP, you had a Gold Glove guy, you had Mazeroski, you had a bunch of guys, and I think you might have been the highest paid guy at like $18,000 a year or something?
That's the most I ever made there until I won the MVP in 1960, and we won the world championship. I didn't know what a Major League Baseball player could make until I was traded to St. Louis.
You obviously still probably follow baseball a little bit. It's a completely different game nowadays. Do you sort of like the way that it's evolved, or do you like it the old days where pitchers went 8-9 innings and, you know, guys that hit for power were really valued and all that other stuff?
Everybody wants to hit a home run today. You have record numbers of strikeouts, more than in the history of the game, because they all walk up there trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Personally, I like the small ball, but the fans seem to like it. The best example is every new ballpark that's built today in the last 10 years is smaller and smaller and smaller, so they get more home runs. I like the game the way I played it in Pittsburgh and then later in St. Louis, when you advanced runners, you bunted, you played a small ball, if you want to call it that, but won two pennants and two world champs and beat two clubs that lived and died with a home run. The New York Yankees, when they were really good.
Yeah, well, Forbes Field was really big, wasn't it? I mean, it was so you had to play small ball, right?
Yeah, and you built your ballpark around it. You had guys like Clemente in right field and Burden in center field that could just flat out fly, and Bob Skinner, who ran a lot better than people realized, so they had an outfield that could cover a big ballpark like that. Plus the fact pitchers loved it. Your pitchers, you had to be a truck driver to hit it out of that ballpark. You built your ballpark, your club, around the ballpark.
And St. Louis is similar, right? I mean, that was a big park too, right?
It is now, but it wasn't when we won in 64. That was a rather small ballpark because I led the league in doubles that year. They had a short right field fence. It was right up my alley.
Yeah. So you have two World Series rings then, or do you have three? Two. You have two, but you said in 60 when you left the Pirates, you got paid by the Cardinals, basically, because you won an MVP.
Well, yeah, but the Cardinals were, they're a high-priced ball club. They pay you well. Mr. Bush sold a lot of Budweiser.
Back, you know, people always ask, you were there. Who was like the best players of that era that you played against? Guys that, you know, you might have paid money to go watch.
Probably the best players in the world played during the era when I was there. When you had guys like Mantle and Mays and Maris, they hit the long ball. Henry Aaron was one of the great players of all time, and I felt I was the luckiest guy in the world. When I went to St. Louis, I hit second in front of Stan Musial, one of the great players of all time. And what a pleasure that was. I never had so many good balls to hit in my life. Nobody's going to walk me to get to Stan Musial.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Although you were a pretty good hitter yourself back in the day. Would all those guys, based on what you know, would they all be able to play today and be when they were in their primes? If they, you know, you put them in today's
absolutely. Game. Absolutely. I mean, they would run whoever's playing in their team right out of a job right now. I mean, there was just that was the era of the superstars back in those days in both leagues, not just the National League.
Well, Dick, you're my wife's favorite athlete of all time. She's been begging me to get you on the air, so you made it easier for me at home by coming on the air tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, tell your wife I appreciate that very, very much. And it's always fun being on the air in Pittsburgh. This has been my hometown, a place I've loved to live all my life. Have no intentions, nor did I ever have any intentions of leaving this city. It's a great place. I'm glad I played with the Pirates for 11 years. And I've been very fortunate in my life working for the University of Pittsburgh all these years with Bill Hillgrove.
Yeah, well, we're very appreciative that you're here, too, because you're one of the most beloved athletes we've got in this town. So thanks for joining us. He's Dick Groat, obviously all-time great basketball player, baseball player, and Pitt broadcaster. I'm Paul Zeiss. We've got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.